product or service to others. Getting feedback of the level of satisfaction derived from using the product or the lack of said satisfaction. Armed with this information, there should also be a proactive counteraction to address any negative feedback learnt. With the information gained from the customers, there should be a concerted effort to make the necessary improvements to the products or services to further encourage the commitment on the part of the customer to stay loyal. Chapter 3. Understand your target audience and their needs. To a certain extent, perceptions are made based on the knowledge garnered through specific means. However, these means and methods may not always be reliable, thus creating the possibility of ineffective handling of any problems or needs that may arise. For any product or service to become a success and sustain itself, there is a definite advantage to understanding the target audience and their needs. The importance of understanding this process is to effectively eliminate any wastage of effort and resources on wrong perceptions made. Understanding the difference between the actual needs of the target audience and measuring it against the perceived needs that the seller has been given to understand will help the seller to redefine the product or service to focus on the aforementioned fact. Sometimes, however, such information can be rather difficult to process, as the customer themselves may not entirely know what they specifically